So we just talked about Airbnb and the CEO of Same saying that he thinks, after all is said and done, whenever this is, that people will be doing different things. They'll be driving more on vacation as opposed to flying to a big city somewhere or a big resort. And there are going to be changes in, I would guess, real estate as well. And so, Joe Cooper's with us. He is the web editor for Hartford Business Journal. Reach him at hartfordbusiness.com. Also covers real estate. So I think this works just perfectly for you, Joe. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. If you drive around certain parts of the city, you do see some vacant storefronts, some places way more than others. Joe, what are you reporting right now? What's going on?
Yeah, so I talked to a handful of area brokers recently, and they kind of just weighed what the vacancy rates might vary at in the years ahead following the COVID-19 pandemic. And some are telling me that Greater Hartford's 10% retail vacancy rate could more than double or nearly double by the year end. They're expecting more of the successful restaurateurs and retailers to survive the pandemic and use some of these federal stimulus funds to get past this turbulent time. But some of those smaller retailers in areas such as Newington, Windsor, and Weathersfield might have a tougher time than others in West Hartford, Glastonbury, Avon.
Yeah, and you point that out because it is different. Although, you know, I was going along Route 44 the other day in Avon, and, you know, there's some see-throughs there, too. So, but I think it's much better because every other building is a medical clinic, so you've got that going for you. And that's only going to go up. So, you know, one thing that you do point out in the article is, of course, West Farms Mall was closed for, like, what, 3 months? And you hear things like a number of companies are cutting back on their stores. Anyway, what do you see in there?
Great. I talked to one analyst who's actually pretty bullish about West Farms Mall. They have about 140 tents there. Their occupancy rate's hovering around 95%, which is really
that's great
from mall during these times. And they have a couple of apparel companies and restaurants that were planning before the pandemic to join West Farms, that being Fabletics and Maggie McFly's. They're still having those plans to open up at West Farms. They got more than 1 million square feet over there. And a couple of analysts tell me that, you know, they're pretty high ranking as far as high end malls go in the Northeast. They got Nordstrom, Kate Spade, you have Macy's, JCPenney, Apple Store, and H&M Store. So they have these large anchor tenants that are going to continue to drive people, they think, throughout the pandemic. And I was in the mall recently, and the foot traffic was actually pretty good for a weekend morning. A ton of social distancing markers, and they're taking proper procedures as far as social distancing goes.
Well, yeah, John, and, you know, the one thing is with West Farms is that maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, they sunk a ton of money into that place. And it's really been remodeled. It's really very, very nice. You're right. It's definitely got an upscale feel to it.
It absolutely does. And the funny thing about their investments is that the largest mall operator in America is actually trying to back away from its merger deal with the existing operator there, claiming that it didn't upkeep its 26 properties across the country up to its standards of its merger agreement it struck in February. So that remains to be seen what the ownership will be for West Farms Mall. But again, some analysts I spoke to said that West Farms tenants shouldn't be too worried about the potential ownership change. A lot of their lease agreements and occupancies will remain pretty flat.
Well, I remember during the Battle of Blueback Square, you know, a lot of people were afraid it was going to do them all in. Well, clearly it didn't. I guess they're both doing just well. Thank you very much. And as far as restaurants, what do you see in there, Joe? I mean, smaller place, maybe a place that just got started. I imagine they're going to have a tough go here.
They are, and a lot of them are relying heavily on those PPP funds right now to get them to, you know, when they will be able to expand their indoor and outdoor occupancies. A lot of the higher end places that are lucky enough to be in higher end retail corridors, they're going to have much more success with a lot more foot traffic around right now.
Joe, as you mentioned, though, in the article, HartfordBusiness.com, Joe Cooper's here. Let's talk about, you know, some of the other malls that aren't doing so well. Meriden, I know our producer here, Matt, was down there a while ago and said, pretty empty. Enfield Square, I don't know what they're going to do with that one. So, in other words, there are some that are not doing as well. How's Buckland doing, by the way?
Buckland Mall in Manchester?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buckland is doing strong from what I've heard from some brokers in the area. Okay. They have a pretty high occupancy rate. I believe it's well above 80%. They've had a couple of new tenants come in there recently. Just going back on the point you mentioned about the Enfield and Meriden Homes, the same two companies from Long Island actually acquired those within the last 2 years. They actually bought them for very favorable price, especially the Meriden Mall was recently changed hands. A $12 million deal on an assessed value of $78 million. So some of the officials in Meriden are worried about that price point. There is rumors that that purchase price may not be fully you know, transparent as far as what the reported price was for the full extent that was paid. But it'll remain to be seen when the city looks into this a little bit more, what went into that cost of $12 million for Meriden Mall.
Well, and I think part of the thing is, too, as you pointed out when you're talking about West Farms, you really need a nice mix. But at the same time, you really need basically some anchor stores. And so if you got a Macy's, by the way, Lord & Taylor, did they close? No, I don't think they did. I think they're still open.
Lord & Taylor's still at West Farms, right?
And you still have Nordstrom. And, you know, I mean, you've got some keys there. But you've got to have that anchor to bring people in. And I just wonder what Meriden's got left.
Yeah, well, they lost JCPenney's and Macy's in recent years. And, you know,
it's
not a great time to be a big box retailer across the country. One research firm is estimating that 25,000 retail stores could close this year.
Wow.
That would shatter last year's record of 9,000. 60% of those would be at malls. You have large anchor tenants like JCPenney, Pier 1, and Ports. Others like Nordstrom closing hundreds and hundreds of locations this year. So those will continue to hurt malls going forward.
But I think this particular location for Nordstrom is pretty good, actually, from what I see. Of course, I love the store because it's so spaced out. I don't mean like they're crazy. There's a lot of room. But I see a lot of people in there. So, you know, high end, I think, is going to do okay.
Yeah, I was recently in Nordstrom's, and it seems like they've taken some product off the shopping floor to create some more distance for social distancing. It seemed like they had a good crowd in there. There's actually rumors in recent months that they would be departing West Farms Mall, but that was unfounded.
Good.
As far as we know, that they're going to be there for the foreseeable future.
And, you know, like I say, if you're going to go to a mall, it's probably one of the best ones to go to. I still wish they'd do something where Ruby Tuesday was, but, well, okay, sooner or later. You know, the other thing that – have you been taking a look, Joe, since you do real estate for HartfordBusiness.com, have you seen what's going on with, like, office space? Have you been taking a look at that other than, you know, what I see them building out there is medical offices. But anything else? I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah, from what I'm hearing from downtown real estate sources, that a lot of tenants are seeing that they could operate at much smaller footprints.
The
remote model is actually working for a lot of office tenants. And a lot of companies like Aetna, Travelers, and Cigna, they're already built to work remotely, and they've already done that largely, and that's a trend that's really grown throughout the last 5 or so years. That's going to only be accelerated by COVID-19 as strict social distancing measures are still in place, and it's still not a completely normal office environment with face masking and temperature checks and other hurdles for daily work.
Absolutely. And only one person at a time in the elevator. So there's that. Well, a limit anyway, number of people can be in the elevator. Yeah, it's going to be, and you know, it's been a struggle for Hartford downtown for quite a while. I mean, really, and they've gotten some good occupancy. That's how, but you know, UTC left the Gold Building. You got a lot of companies, you're right, that are moving elsewhere or going to the burbs.
Yeah, some good news recently though was there was a staffing agency that announced yesterday they're going to be opening up office in Hartford. They didn't say where or when they would be landing in Hartford, but that could potentially bring dozens or maybe even hundreds of jobs, depending on how big they want to expand in Hartford. And you have some other IT firms that have landed downtown recently, one that's even looking to acquire a tower. So there's
no
reason for optimism in the office market.
All right. Hey, Joe, we'll look forward to talking to you again. Thanks for the work, and we can read you every day, really, at HartfordBusiness.com. Thanks, Joe Cooper.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, good to have him on. All right, well, see, ended with a little good news. I like that. And apparently West Farms is just rocking right along, as I think is Blueback.